Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 1st of February. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. We talk about saltwater fly fishing with Captain Matthew von Sturmer. Our freshwater reporters check in, and we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news: the moon phases. The next new moon is on the 5th of this month. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. How does it affect us? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Remember the saying, new moon fisherman's favourite, full moon fisherman's folly. The latest edition of Reel Life is out now. Reel Life is published by Fish and Game New Zealand and covers all freshwater fishing regions in New Zealand. It is sent to your inbox and it is free. How good's that? To get your copy, it's really easy. Just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, and search for Reel Life, R-E-E-L Life, and put in your email address. So I'll send it to you every month. fishandgame.org.nz. Last weekend, the Hamilton Regional Fly Fishing Champs were held on the Waiheo River just out of T-Rail. We talked about it last week. Now I've got the results. The winner was Corey Scott. Second place went to Billy Thrupp. And in third was Gareth Godfrey. Congratulations to those anglers and to the organisers. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. You just go to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. You just click on listen now and you can play the show at a time that suits you. There are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact this radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Right, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A ridge persists over the area for most of the forecast period, apart from a weakening front that crosses the North Island on Saturday. Forecast for Manukau Harbour Saturday. Southwest rising to 15 knots in the morning, turning easterly 15 knots in the evening. Sea slight. Fair visibility in a few morning showers, then again in late afternoon or early evening showers, otherwise fine spells. Waitemata Harbour for Saturday. Southwest 10 knots, changing easterly 20 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate in the evening. Fair visibility in a few morning showers, then again in late afternoon or early evening showers, otherwise fine spells. For the Hauraki Gulf in the area from Bream Head to Cape Colville, Saturday. Southwest 10 knots, turning southerly 10 knots in the afternoon, then changing easterly 15 knots early evening. Rising to easterly 20 knots, but 25 knots, gusting 35 knots, north of Whangaparoa to Cape Colville late in the evening. Sea becoming rough in the north late evening. Partly cloudy, then fair visibility and showers developing in the evening. The outlook for Sunday, easterlies easing to 15 knots everywhere in the morning. Partly cloudy, a few showers clearing. So basically, Manukau and Waitemata, not too bad Saturday morning. Be careful Saturday evening and Sunday. Okay, Met Service Waikato. If you're fishing in the Waikato region, the forecast for Saturday, cloudy periods with isolated showers until evening, southeasterlies developing in the afternoon. Sunday in the Waikato region, partly cloudy with light winds. Rotorua anglers, good evening. Forecast for Saturday, a fine start with light winds. Isolated showers for a while around midday as southeasterlies develop, then becoming fine again. Rotorua on Sunday, fine. Southeasterlies dying out. Met Service Taupo, Saturday. A fine start with light winds. Isolated showers for a while around midday as southeasterlies develop, then becoming fine again. Sunday in the Taupo region, fine. Southeasterlies dying out. Up and over the hill into Taumarunui, Saturday. Partly cloudy. Isolated showers until afternoon. Southwesterlies developing late in the morning. Sunday in Taumarunui, fine apart from areas of morning cloud. Southeast breezes. For our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, fine apart from areas of morning cloud and isolated afternoon and evening showers near the foothills. Northeast breezes. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, fine apart from areas of morning and evening cloud, light winds. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Now let's look at some river levels. The Punya River is 23 kilometres south of Tauawamutu. Currently it's at 7.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 5.1 cubic metres per second. That's well down on last week. I spoke to Craig Cord, who lives on the banks of the Purnu, a couple of days ago. He's had a couple from, I think, Montana or Idaho, I can't recall now, staying at his place, and they've been fishing the Purnu and catching fish. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 0.9 of 1 metre. Yes, 0.9 of 1 metre. It's flowing at 1 cubic metre per second. It's falling, it's low, clear and hot. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihee, is 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 2.6 cubic metres per second. It's low and the river's hot. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.14 of a metre and continuing to drop. The all-time low for this river is 0.11. It's currently at 0.14, low and clear. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is 75.5 metres and falling. It's only flowing at 2.4 cubic metres per second. That's low and slow for this river. The Nongatahaa River, measured at State Highway 5, is at 1.68 cubic metres per second, and the level is 0.73 of a metre. The Whakapapa River is at 9.3 cubics, down from a high of 9.5 this week, and the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 19.5 cubic metres, down from a high of 33.1. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, 21.3 cubic metres per second, down from 21.6. It's been pretty stable all week. Now, as you've heard, Met Service says a cooling weekend of weather is on the way. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for this information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay. Let's have a quick break and then we'll see if we can get hold of Matthew von Sturmer and talk saltwater fly fishing.
But we climb a stair every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain high. The lift is up where we belong.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Matthew von Sturmer is a Sage Pro team guide and a charter boat skipper. Now, Matthew has a six meter boat that has been custom designed for his saltwater fly operation. Matthew specializes in mooching the coastline following the tides and the fish. He does this very well, I can assure you of that. Good evening, Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Yep.
We can hardly hear you. Are you there?
Oh, is that better?
That's much better.
Okay, yep.
Now, are you well?
I'm well, thank you, yeah.
Very good. Now, how's the fishing been?
I would say the fishing has been a tad patchy, and we all have a different experience. So I wouldn't be surprised if other people are having quite a different experience, but that's me in my local waters around Waiheke Island.
Okay.
And the season kicked off early in November for me locally, and in fact there were good numbers of kingfish in the shallows, and that sort of continued through December, which often those are hard months, and it was all a little bit sort of roundabout. So I'm having a bit of a hard patch at the moment,
okay.
Which is actually sort of really listened to what I've previously experienced, in that November December period. And having said that, I think the switch has been flicked, and I think it's about to get good again. And I was just thinking about what that means, and I think it's to do with we had quite a strong patch of we've had very warm weather, but we've had relatively windy offshore winds.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it sort of made me think about what that means, and we had sort of early warm inshore currents, and all the, you know, fish and all the things that the fish feed on all sort of kicked into gear early. And then we had the sort of westerlies, and I believe what happens is that the offshore winds blow the warm water offshore, and then you get an upwelling of the cooler currents. So I think, okay. I don't know, I actually haven't been swimming for a week or so, but I'm hearing that just locally on Otago Beach and so forth, the water's actually got chilly. So we've got this interesting scenario, Australian summer-like conditions with hazy evenings and very strong daytime temperatures. But, we're going to have a fire station next door.
Oh, gosh, you all right?
Can you still hear me, Colin?
I can hear you. I can hear the siren going.
Yep.
You
so,
okay?
It just sort of fascinates me. And what it does is it makes me think about how much I like observing all these sorts of things and why basically it's brought me back to what I love about saltwater fly fishing. So that siren that you can hear in the background presumably is going to go a second time. So this is the price we pay for living next door to a fire station. But on the other side, on the left-hand side, we've got, vineyards and so forth. So no okay. sympathy required.
Okay, as long as you're not in any danger.
Sorry?
You're not in any danger?
No. There'll be some call out. There'll be a cat on a roof or something. Or, fantastic work the volunteer fire brigade do.
Now, as we said in the introduction, you love mooching along the coastline, following the tides and the fish. What's your water temperatures been like? You're up into the 20s now.
Yeah, so that's if you were I'm not sure how much of what I was just rambling on about came across with the background noise, but as I say, we've had this. I think we were in the sort of 16, 17 degree temperature early December, which was warm for that time of year. So everything kicked into action. But I think we're so the other thing to think about in this conversation is just how variable saltwater temperatures are.
Okay.
You know, a river, everything's moving in a direction. And you can get big fluctuations from one beach to the next. You know, a lot of the tidal movements they're three-dimensional, so they don't only sort of work in, you know, circular fashion with a general movement in and out, but they also work in a, you know, vertical fashion, so you get these sort of cooler currents coming up from below. So, you know, I was just thinking about how much that sort of observational stuff is key to what I call mooching around the shallows. And a lot of it's not necessarily, you know, conscious thought. It's just observing and thinking about all those factors that basically put fish either into feeding mode or that the fish would concentrate. Because another one is to think about, you know, what's the localized wind. So that idea that, you know, as fly fishers, we're in many ways looking for to get out of the wind. But if you sort of follow that observational thing, you'll often find that the localized onshore winds pushing that surface water onto a piece of structure or into the shallows is where the, you know, micronutrients concentrate.
Okay.
And therefore the bait fish, and as we know, you know, you find the bait fish and then you'll find the predators.
Okay. I found this on fishing some lakes in the Central Plateau like Kuratau and Rotorua, Matthew. The wind's howling down the lake. It fishes, pushes all the little food into the little bays, and we've been known to cast our flies actually onto the sand and then strip them back, and the trout are literally in inches of water.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They push them into
look,
the
absolutely.
Bay.
And I've heard this, and you know me, I'm not a trout fisherman, so I sort of hear these things and relate them back into the salt, but that's something I've experienced.
Yeah.
Very much so in terms of, and I'm talking both kingfish and snapper and kawa, like they're all very versatile predators who, in fact, all feed in very similar ways depending on the food source. So, you know, quite often there'll just be a little area that'll, you know, will have those micro sort of whatever they are, little, let's call them krill or plankton, and, you know, there is the concentration of the anchovies or the sprats, the mackerel, yellow-eyed mullet. And then, you know, one of those three predators typically will just be making good use of that scenario. So it's very much, you know, I was thinking, you know, there's a tip for the week.
Okay.
Because it can get quite tough, I think, for people heading out with a fly rod in the middle of summer. You know, it's bright, there's a lot of boats out, and you've got to look for these sort of little micro clues, and they're not that predictable. So you're only going to see them if you know, eyes wide open, and you're sort of thinking about what you're seeing as you see it, and they can be very small, overlooked details. It'll make a big difference, and it might just mean that, you know, that's the reason you'd stop in an area, or in fact that's where you may place your next cast. And as you say, it's exactly, you know, the reward is that every now and then you'll do something like land a fly either on the beach or on a rock or so close to a rock, and or a fly will just land and a fish will instantly take it in an unexpected situation, and then slowly you build a little database as to why it is. So to going back to your question, you know, giving you a simple answer like, oh, the water's temperature 20 degrees is sort of too broad. And I wouldn't be surprised if it might be 22 here and, you know, 18 around the corner and 16.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the wind can turn the water over. We see that on lakes. The wind can turn, it's the thermocline, where the temperature changes, and you
yep.
sometimes you need to bring the cold water up from the bottom to turn the lake over to keep the food going and keep everything sustained. But then the wind can do that, yeah.
I was just saying, I mean, just on that note, I had a fly fishing client last week who was more experienced as a trout fisherman, and he saw a classic, seam between two currents, and there was a bubble line.
Yes.
And he said, oh, you know, is that a good place? Is that something you'd fish? Because that's what you'd look for in the river. And my first answer was no, and then I thought, no, it's exactly what we do. And sure enough, we just hung out a little bit, and we realised that in fact, there was a bunch of flotsam and jetsam and seaweed and so forth, and we started to see that there was the odd kahawai busting, not very aggressively, but just doing very slow sort of surface eats. And sure enough, you know, that seam between the two currents had just sort of pushed enough food there, and there were just a couple of predators hanging out. We would have missed it if we hadn't stopped and
yes.
had that conversation. And I love those moments.
No, very well said. Now, one thing we notice freshwater fishing with bright sunny days, trout don't have eyelids, so it tends to push the fish down to the bottom of a pool or to the shady bank or whatever. Do you find that with saltwater fish as well? They go a bit doggo, they go a bit quiet, they look for shade?
Yeah, I think once again it's sort of, and I was you know, thinking about this as a tip, I think it's that thing of to treat the saltwater as a very, you know, multi-dimensional environment. So, you know, you need to apply, you know, that may apply, but it may apply with a whole bunch of other factors that would contribute to that being meaningful. I don't think it's not a thing that I've really found important. And yesterday, so I've friend Gordon has come over to the island, and he's mucking around with his new canoe. He's out there at the moment. So we went out last night for quick fish, and he hooked three kingfish, landed one.
Okay.
But before we did, we went up into the shallows, and he teases me, and you know I've got this somewhat unhealthy obsession with catching snapper in the shallow waters. And it distracts me from potential kingfish fishing. But the thing, you know, my fascination with snapper as predators just continues. So there was just this little sandbank. It would have been less than half a metre on the top of the sandbank. Tide was coming in, and then it dropped off to probably a metre. And it might not have even been that deep. But if you think of that at the end of a hot, sunny day in a shallow bay, and you know, it's not where you would generally expect to find a snapper. I mean, my intuition, I've just done enough of it. I knew my very first cast of a little bait fish fly on a floating line was likely to get hit. And sure enough, you know, as a little smart ass, I threw the fly in. Gordon, I'll get a snapper. And you know, I got hit, and it was so shallow, this flash of pink. And, you know, really healthy little 35-centimetre fish.
Nice, nice.
And it was great. And that fish was there contrary to what we've just talked about. You know, it was bright sun. It wasn't looking for deeper water. But they're such versatile predators. It was there. And maybe all that fear of the shallows was overridden because, you know, that's exactly where all those little shrimps and crabs would have been sort of, you know, washed up. So
okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Is this Gordon, the musician?
Gordon, the musician.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's a very good fisherman, very serious about what he does, very capable. And so I'm looking forward to how he's gone in his new canoe, which is the ultimate stealth vessel to be poking around the shallows. And you know, I have to say, I mean, you mentioned the boat in the in my opening spiel. Still, the ultimate for me is grab a fly rod and stroll one of these Auckland, you know, inner city beaches, mud flats, and those little flies, and you see, you know, when you go slow and you're at that pace, you see all sorts of little micro features. And yeah, it's keeping it simple. It's, I was just thinking, you know, that it's sort of what's the because we do this for fun, you know, and you know, once you've caught a whole bunch of big kingfish, it's certainly fun, but it can get pretty obsessive, and you have to accept a bunch of days where you're not going to catch. But the accessibility of this lighter tackle stuff with smaller flies, and you still catch the kingfish, but there's, you know, there's sort of, I don't know what the ratio would be, let's say, you know, probably 50-1 other fly fishing targets or opportunities.
Okay.
And, I understand.
Yeah, good work. Yeah. It's great fun. It changes every day, doesn't it? Yeah.
Look, absolutely. And the exciting thing now is the winds have gone onshore on the east coast. So we've got this patch of big high pressure, northeast, easterly, very summer-like sea breeze conditions. And I'd put my money on, for me, the first of the summer anchovies starting to appear on the northern beaches.
Okay.
And I think that all that onshore activity will spike the water temperature, and all those micronutrients will come in, and I think we're just at the beginning of the a really good patch of fishing.
Oh, yeah, I agree with it. It feels good, doesn't it? It's, Okay, Matthew, lovely to catch up. The takeaway is grab a fly rod and get out there and get amongst them.
That's right.
All right, now Matthew, how do people contact you, please?
Saltfly Fish is a website, and Instagram's my most active format at the moment. Okay. And otherwise, 021-865593.
All right, there you go, anglers. Matthew Von Sturmer, Saltwater Fly Fishing, Auckland Region, 021-865593. Or have a look at his website, saltflyfish.co.nz. Talk saltwater fly, that's what he loves. Matthew, lovely to catch up. Thank you. Enjoy the fishing. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Matthew. See ya. Bye. Mr. Matthew Von Sturmer, saltflyfish.co.nz. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff.
Hey, if we can solve any problem, why do we lose so many tears? Oh, so you go again when the leading man appears. Always the same thing. Can't you see we got everything going on and on? Every time you go away, you take a piece of me. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you.
Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langland is based in the South Island, and Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. He's also bloody good at Facebook, don't worry about that. Now, good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. You're well down there?
Awesome, thank you.
Now, you've had a good run of weather. Looking at Met Service,
oh,
it's going to be fine tomorrow, but you are cooling.
Yeah, for sure. No, look, we've had a super hot spell, I think, like a lot of New Zealand.
Yes.
You know, a lot of temperatures right into the early 30s, 31, 32. Today we had a similar sort of day, but about 2 o'clock a southerly change came in and brought a polar airflow over. So, yeah, we've cooled right off, which is probably quite a nice change, with a little bit of rain as well.
Okay, well, I guess you need rain.
Yeah, look, we're not too bad. Yeah, look, it's handy.
Okay.
It's handy. Yeah, we had, as I kept saying, we had a lot of rain October, November, December, early January. So, okay. Yeah, flows are not bad, but yeah, no, handy rain, all good rain.
Okay. Now, walking up a river, summertime, spotting fish as you love. Has it been difficult, or are there still fish about, or are they gone a bit doggo? What's happened?
Look, a little bit of a mixed bag. I mean, it's been anywhere, but no, mostly really good, actually, to be honest. Really, really good. The last few weeks I've been out and about quite a bit, and no, really good. Look, a lot of fish, feeding quite well. Not as much dry fly as you'd think. You know, it's quite interesting. A lot of people think, oh, you know, cicada.
Yes.
And, you know, you read a lot about it on Facebook and the like. But to be honest, 90% of the fish we're catching are still on nymphs.
Okay, so you're getting...
But really good. No, look, good numbers of fish, some lovely fish around. Yeah, a little bit tricky at times, but no, really quite fertile.
Okay, the nymphs, are you using tungsten beads to get
down?
Yeah,
for sure, tungsten beads, you know, various weights. You know, obviously it's really important to choose the weight of the tungsten beads. You know, you don't want too heavy, too light. You've got to judge it to how deep the fish are.
Okay.
But, yeah, all sorts, you know, size 16, size 14, occasionally size 12, behind an indicator, seems to be getting the job done.
Okay, well, there you go. And you're busy with clients from overseas and around New Zealand?
Yeah, fairly much so, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, I saw something from your brother.
Mm-hmm.
The salmon are running, is that correct?
Yeah, look, the salmon are really, yeah, we've had so far quite a, you know, the last season and this season, quite, thus far, quite a diminished salmon return, the king salmon, but in the last week or 2 weeks, they've started to come in quite a little bit more.
Okay.
Some really good catches on the Lower Rakaia, Waimakariri, Haranui at times, also the Rangitata. So, yeah, salmon are coming in. With the rivers are in really excellent condition for that, and not a lot of fish, but not too bad. Some really beautiful fish, I must say, you know, between 15 and 20 pounds, so a lot bigger and more wholesome, as in they're really in good condition in the past year.
Okay, I saw something from your brother. I think it was on the Huronui.
Mm-hmm.
And one angler, he said, it's a bit slow today. He's having a lie down on the bank.
Yeah.
Did you see that photo?
I did see that photo. But look, we've had it so hot down here. I think you've had the same, haven't you, up in the North Island?
It's been very warm, yes.
Yeah, we've had it so hot that, you know, by 1 or 2 o'clock, most of us are pretty done by then. So, you know, it's certainly time to have a wee sort of sleep out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
but look, it's high summer and it's quite good. It's good feeling, you know?
Well, it's summertime. It's supposed
it
to
is.
Be
no,
hot
no, it's
on
a
the
wee
city.
Bit like when we were kids, you know. I remember this sort of weather distinctly when we used to go back to school and really hot temperatures and stuff. So,
okay. yeah.
No, really quite good salmon. Yeah, trout fishing in the back country and the low country. Yeah, really quite good too, you know. So, yeah, nice.
I was just talking to Matthew von Sturmer, saltwater fly up here, and the takeaway is get out there and get amongst them. You can't catch them.
Oh, look, for sure. And, you know, even speaking of Matt, I mean, I don't know Matt, but I know a lot about what he does. You know, even off Littleton, kingfish.
Well, it's marvellous, isn't it?
So, you know, I've never done that, but, you know, the water temperatures have definitely sort of risen a little bit down here. Mm. So I know people in, say, Blenheim off that coastline and right down here to Banks Peninsula. I even know there was a YouTube video clip put up this week of kingfish off a wharf down in Dunedin.
Gosh, that's good.
So, you know,
it?
Even yeah. at times, you know, the kingfish thing, you know, either be you spin or fly, yeah, that's up there for sure. And, you know, we have some really good sea fishing. Sea fishing is something I haven't done a lot of. We used to when we were kids, but, you know, my brother Pete does it and I'm in communication. Some beautiful fish there, like we have surf casting for rig, which is a really beautiful fish to eat. It's
okay.
a fish that the fish and chip shops use a lot.
Yes.
Also, we have elephant fish that are quite in. So, you know, look, quite a lot of diverse fishing around. You know, you have the surf casting, you have the salmon, the trout rivers throughout, the trout lakes. So, yeah, good diversity.
All right, thank you. Lovely to catch up, Martin. Now,
thanks.
Your contact details, please.
Sure, you can find me at www.troutlands.com or find me on Facebook if you put Martin Langlands, Langlands, into Google.
Well, there you go, anglers. Martin Langlands, troutlands.com or on Facebook. Excellent photography and stories and stuff about fly fishing.
Yep.
We do enjoy.
So, look, a lot of willow grubs too. You know, willow grubs on the willow creeks for sure. But, you know, if you're going into that back country, good. Everybody's hung up on dry fly. A dry fly can be quite good, but you're going to do better on them.
Well, there's a tip, anglers. Thank you, Martin.
Thank
enjoy
you.
The weekend. Catch you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Colin. Bye.
Bye. Martin Langlands, troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Very good sites he's got. Excellent. Now, quick break, and then we'll try for Bert Robinson in Rotorua. You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Bert is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. You're well?
Oh, hanging in there.
Okay. Now, looking at net service Rotorua, you got a fine start tomorrow, but it is cooling down a bit.
Yeah, cooled down quite a bit today, which is actually thankful. Hasn't changed the fishing much. There's still plenty of fish hanging around. I did hear today that there's been a wind change out on the lake, and checked with Met Service, and sure enough, there will be even more one tonight. So it'll be turning west. Now that's going to drive Awaho and the Hamarana Spring plume to the left.
Okay.
That will sort of group all the fish up, because at the yesterday in particular, it was coming from the north, and that made it quite challenging as to find out where the fish were. And there was one group of fish that were in relatively close and to just to the left of the plume that was heading slightly to the right, as it normally does under those conditions.
Okay.
A lot of anglers fishing there not doing particularly well, even though the fish were there. And they actually ended up moving through where the fish were holding out further, and I slipped in behind them and picked up a fish, and everything sort of disintegrated, and they all went back through the fish again, and that was pretty much the end of it. They did regroup again later, but it has been quite challenging. You're having to change your gear, your terminal tackle, all sorts of things. So, okay. Yeah, it's not been easy, I can tell you, but one of the flies that I have found is hasn't worked too badly is a very small green orbit.
Oh, yes.
And another one was a little green pupae. Apparently it's quite working quite well too. I think the size of your nylon and with the lake being exceptionally clear, I haven't seen this lake this clear for a long, long time. Even after a wind, it settles down very quickly. So you've got very clear water, and I suspect that perhaps going to a fluorocarbon and some of the lighter breaking strains is going to be a better idea than trying some of your standard nylons, because when the sun's out, there is quite a glint on that nylon.
Okay, I understand, yes. Is it fluorocarbon has the same refractive index as water, I believe?
Yes and no. It has. It was first developed for deep sea fishing in the deep blue, for tuna and the like,
okay.
And has had, once it sort of got found out about it, it moved across to freshwater pretty quickly. It has, the refraction of water varies. So if you have crystal clear water, it has a one refraction index. If it has got sediment in it, it will have another refraction index.
Okay.
So it varies quite a bit. Now the nylon that we, or the fluorocarbon that we've been using, I don't know if it's actually changed. It's something I haven't checked up on, to be honest. But it used to have, the index that was best suited for the deep blue water, crystal, you know, very clear offshore water.
Yes.
Places like you're likely to find, say, at the top of the Coromandel or somewhere like that, or even better. Whereas, and of course the refraction of the line doesn't change, but the refraction of the water can. So you can use, if you use fluorocarbon in water that's carrying a high sediment load or even any sort of sediment load, it can actually be seen.
I get you, I understand, yeah, because, the water changes, but the fluorocarbon doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
So sometimes you're better off going back to a standard nylon. But I remember when there used to be all sorts of different colours came out available in standard nylon too.
Okay.
A few years ago, there was greens and there was blues and there was all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found, though, with fishing with things like soft baits in particular, which has become quite popular in the Waikato, doesn't seem to matter, and using what do you call it? It's gone right out of my head at the moment. There's a line you can use that is very, very fine. You know what it is.
Oh, braid.
Braid.
Yes,
braid. You're using your braid. It doesn't matter what colour it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because they go for the movement of the soft bait and
absolutely
the smell. Yeah, so.
But when you've got something that glints in the water and you've got, say, you've got a little bit of wind and it's moving around quite a bit, you will get flash off your nylon.
Okay, I understand. Bert, we've got 32 seconds to go. Can you give us your contact details if people want to talk Rotorua fly fishing, please?
027-289-6079.
All right, there's your offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua. Talk to him about wind conditions, water, wet fish. 027-289-6079. Lovely to catch up. We'll have more time next week, Bert. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Catch you, see ya. Mr. Bert Robinson. Okay. We've got 4 seconds to go before the fade-out music, so we do have time for the fly fishing tip of the week. There's the fade-out music starting. Fly fishing tip of the week. Trout do not have eyelids. On bright sunny days, they will seek shade or deep water. Fish these areas first. Hooked on Fly Fishing, proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing, we'll be back on here next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.